too many cookers. When we had an old-fashioned kitchen, cooking was a slow but easy-going job. A place to talk, a place to sit and stitch in, while we kept half an eye on the kettle on the hob. Cooks went the way of a dinosaur, we struggled on alone. Then science provided the answer, free the British housewife, give her a life of her own. Our kitchen on the modern plan may be a fancy looker, but we've jumped out of the frying pan into the pressure cooker. We have every sort of gadget now for every sort of chore, but it's much more work and worry than it ever was before. There are cables on the tables with plugs of every shape, and what we save in elbow grease we send on insulating tape. The fridge is quite prodigious at refrigerating grub, but every 40 minutes it goes ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. We're confused by all the fuses, the oven changes gear, instead of a cook you really need a consulting engineer. There's a pinger on the ringer, we can't hear each other speak. That thing on the shelf's been whipping itself for the best part of a week. The pilot light is winking, we can't locate the switch. We've every sort of gadget, but we don't know which is which. With our new pneumatic icer,
self-actuator dicer,
the ideal for cooking ricer,
and the hard-boiled duck egg slicer,
with the universal grater,
and a pink desiccator,
the vibrating dehydrator,
and a plastic percolator,
and the electric coffee grinder, the serrated bacon rinder, the expandable reminder, and the vermicelli winder. Oh, we've every sort of gadget, and it's rather odd to think we still can't open sardine tins, and we still stop up the sink. We don't want a labour-saving kitchen, we much prefer the one we had before. Why did science have to pitch in to our nice old-fashioned kitchen? Please don't save us labour anymore. I wonder if you've noticed how whenever you have something vitally important happen in your own private life, something you want to discuss immediately with all your friends, that is the moment you cannot get hold of a single one of them. Well, this next song is about just that emotional problem. This song is in no way, that's better, it's no way autobiographical. There have been some doubts, I wouldn't like you to think it was,